This free program is paid for by the listener members of KPFT Houston. If you're not already a member, think about joining with us to help keep free speech alive.
A trapeze artist is the only one who gives the flying FCC.
There you go.
So, you know, I've been very, mostly very careful during the entire show, just in case. And not just Ernesto, but in case the FCC is listening. You know, because really, are anybody, though we didn't play our disclaimer before the show.
Yeah, we didn't. So and, we didn't. That's why. So,
but you have to understand that we are in safe harbor. Mm-hmm. We are deep within safe harbor. And the rules relax to a great degree after 10 p.m., but KPFT chooses to wait until after midnight, and that is, ta-da, when Hot and Bothered Radio comes on, is at midnight.
So they wouldn't put us on there, if it wasn't
they,
reason.
They know me. Before I got the show, they knew me. They realized that it was very difficult.
Daytime's not going to work for you.
Daytime isn't good. No, we don't think so, Lisa.
Either that or they're just saying they don't really want to see you in the light.
There you go.
Well, you know, after 30, the best light really is moonlight for a woman anyway. So, that's good for me.
You're listening to Lister-sponsored commercial-free Pacifica Radio for the Gulf Coast, KPFT 90.1 FM, 89.5 Galveston, and always the World Wide Web at kpft.org.
I forgot to mention that. www.kpft.org. You can go pay by PayPal.
There you go.
I love that option. That's so fast, it's so easy, and you don't have to talk to anybody.
Although you don't give up. And if there's anything about fast and easy, you know, that's something Lisa likes.
That's right. If it's quick and
hard.
Quick and hard. Well, see, it's that fast and easy, quick and hard, you know.
Well.
Oh, choices.
Time to kick into our show. And
This has been Hot and Bothered Radio.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks.
We appreciate
it. And we'll see you in 2 weeks.
I think this song we're going to start off our show with kind of fits Lisa. It's Gail something or other, and the song is Big Ovaries Baby. This is After Hours.
progressive. Hey, name it if you will. Hazing or bodacious. I got ovaries of steel. Yeah, I got big old grace, baby.
Big old grace.
Oh, I got big old grace, baby.
Big old grace, baby.
I got big old grace, baby. Big enough to speak my mind. Big old Brisbane, baby.
You're all like,
blackbird singing the blues all day, right outside my door. Blackbird, blackbird, why do you sit and say there's no sunshine in store? All through the winter you hung around, now I begin to feel homeward bound. Blackbird, blackbird, gotta be on my way. Where there is sunshine galore. Pack up all my cares and woe. Here I go, singing low. Bye, bye, blackbird. Where somebody waits for me, sugar and sweet, so is he. Bye, 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 blackbird. Understand for me all the hard luck stories everybody's always trying to hand me. So make my bed and light the lights, 'cause I'll be home later on tonight. Blackbird, yeah, bye bye. Everybody's always trying to hand me some. Make my bed, light the lights, 'cause I'll be home later on tonight. Blackbird, yeah, bye-bye.
Warning.
following program contains subject matter that portrays gay, lesbian, bisexual, and transgendered people as first-class citizens, deserving of an equal share of the American dream. Topics like this are known to piss off televangelists, backwater preachers, some talk show hosts, blue-haired biddies, several members of Congress, and other socially unacceptable outcasts like radical right-wing nut jobs. Listener discretion is strongly advised.
You have tuned into After Hours Queer Radio with Attitude, a continuing tradition here on KPFT 90.1 FM. The crew of After Hours is ready to bring you news, interviews, discussions, and music geared to the gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender community and our allies. We are a diverse group here, but we all have one thing in common. We are out of the closet and urge everyone to come out of his or her closet as well. That means recognizing who you are, standing up for yourself and your rights, and being proud of who you are. We understand that this might not be possible due to age, job, or frame of mind, but remember, we are here especially for you. So kick back and relax and get ready for this week's edition of After Hours.
Hello, Houston, Galveston, and the world. This is After Hours Queer Radio with Attitude. Listener-sponsored, commercial-free, Pacifica Radio for the Gulf Coast, and you should know the rest by now. I'm going to try something different. We started off the show. I butchered her last name. I didn't even try it.
Who were you?
I don't know. I'm still trying to pronounce this word.
Gay Adegbolola.
Gesundheit.
She's part of...
Yeah, your mic, even, okay. Part of what?
Sapphire.
Oh.
It's a women's blues group.
Boy.
And she put out a CD on her own, being an out lesbian. And I caught her here at the station. She was doing an interview one afternoon and grabbed the CD and she autographed it for me.
Well, see, I was thinking, you know, there's a song on here that seemed appropriate for Lisa.
Oh, absolutely. So. Big Ovaries,
uh-huh.
Baby.
Yeah, we did that.
Yeah.
Then we went for Veronica.
In fact, Jana liked it so much that she was going to pledge to Lisa's show,
mm-hmm.
but then heard that they went over. And since you played Big Ovaries, Baby, Jana pledged, pledged a nice big pledge to After Hours.
That's good, because last week we had a nice, big, fat goose egg.
Well, she wasn't the first, though, because at the HCC meeting this past week, Houston Council of Clubs, we announced it, and Sir Corwin handed me
It's not the first time you've been slipped a $20 bill at the back patio of the 611.
No, it hasn't, as a matter of fact. But this time it was for the station.
Yeah, you were sitting instead of kneeling.
Mm.
After Gay, we played Veronica Klaus.
Yes, my favorite transgendered artist.
Bye Bye Blackbird.
Mm-hmm.
My name is Chris Harrison. I'll be your co-executive producer for this evening.
And I'm Jimmy Carper. I'm the other one.
Back from
being handed a lovely cup of coffee from David. Thank you, David. He wants to keep me awake until 4. Mm. Ah.
God, he's mad. We have a bunch of people here.
It was a Jackie moment.
Oh. No, Jackie moment. Would be.
Last night.
Stop! Stop! Stop!
we have a plethora of people.
We do have a plethora of people here tonight.
We stole that word from the other show. And also, if you want to be one of those who've actually called in already, 713-526-5738, or Jam KPFT, or Jam LSDU, something like that.
And I want to tell everyone out there that if they didn't call in and pledge to Lisa's show, then they just screwed themselves up royally, because Stephen was going to give them his phone number.
Uh-huh.
Oh, God, what a hot number he is, huh?
Yeah, we're bringing him over to the dark side.
God.
The other guy in there was British,
what?
So.
Woo! Woo!
Oh, my goodness.
We're making up for last week, baby. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
On behalf of
Jim and Gemini and
myself.
I see. I see.
O-H.
O-H?
I see.
I see?
O-H.
Your own damn organization, you didn't catch it.
Who's on first? Thank you. Yes.
Is this Irish coffee we're making here? We just had another
$100 pledge from the Emperor and Empress of ICOH. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Wow. Wow. Gosh.
Craig hasn't been this excited since he was going around naked in the woods last week.
Well, I'm not saying on the air that I was naked, but the Texas Council of Clubs owns the land. It's private. Every function that they have out there is clothing optional.
Now, I heard a rumor about you and an aloe vera plant in sensitive areas, so I'm assuming that...
There are no aloe vera plants on the property. Thank you very little.
I was talking for what you needed afterwards.
Nothing got sunburned. Nothing got sunburned.
Okay.
Yes.
You applied plenty of lotion ahead of time.
Well, you just think
that
you
might. Do they make a water-based copper tone?
don't get anybody the wrong idea.
Why is too much?
Oh, gosh, it was so much fun.
Yeah, and what you have
for a city boy, I really enjoy that kind of camping. And what?
Yeah, because see, I'm going to start off the MBB letter in case he falls asleep again.
Oh, okay. Me or the MBB?
Both.
Ooh!
Hey, you're already in here for 17 minutes. I'm impressed. Well, actually, no.
The music.
7 minutes.
Yeah,
we start 10 minutes of music. He heard that you were waving your willy in the wilderness, and he hoped you had a great time. He wants you to tell us all about it.
It wasn't exactly wilderness.
Well, see, I started the show by saying you were waving your willy I said wilderness, I said wildlife.
Oh.
And that PETA was forming a protest.
Well, there was quite a few. There's 139 guys there. It was pretty wild.
And
certainly lively.
Yeah. And he included a little picture.
Is that supposed to be me?
yeah, right. There ain't enough. You could purchase everything off of the guys on bicycles that drive through the Montrose, and it still wouldn't be to give you enough delusion to think that was you.
Thank you.
Well, I'm sorry. The thing in his hand you probably have.
What is the dildo?
Well, it's round shaped, so I'll say it's a vibrator.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, and there's little motion lines coming off of it, so yeah.
Oh, okay.
But no, I was thinking more of the vat of KY.
Oh. No, I don't have vats of KY. In fact, I don't even use KY.
Ooh.
There's
one must have a use for it.
I mean, there's so many better things out there. KY.
Saliva.
I'm sorry. Yeah, he's from the disco Crisco age. 713-526-5738.
Now, something that we have been alluding to for quite a while now has finally come. I've got some details on it. Yes, and
leave it to Jimmy having it bass backwards.
Well, we spend the weekend in the woods.
And Jimmy was starting from the back and trying to go to the front.
Which is so unusual for me. Yes. Seville Productions presents, I didn't know it was the 13th annual, my goodness, Miss, Mr. and Ms. Gay Pride Houston 2007 pageant. Sunday, May the 27th. That's next Sunday, boys and girls, 7 p.m. at the BRB 2400 Brazos. That's that great bar that's right behind Specs. Now, if you're going to be in the contest, and we hope you are, you need to be there by 6 o'clock for final registration, and there is a $50 entry fee. And the categories are presentation, and you must use your choice of color from the pride flag, talent with a 5-minute maximum. So, you know, none of these...
Leave the Viagra at home.
Yeah, and don't even think of doing any song that Sean Carter has ever done. Then formal evening wear and onstage question and answer.
I believe you just killed your majesty behind you there. She dropped her tiara and her jaw.
She dropped her jewels. They're not crowned, though.
And I would say that to her face, too. Come out and congratulate Marilyn, J.P. Gill, and Susan Hayes on a successful year and see who will be crowned Miss, Mr., and Ms. Gay Pride Houston 2007. All proceeds to go directly to benefit the PWA Holiday Charities, which is a great organization. And it is a 501c3 nonprofit organization through ERESIS, the Empire of the Royal Sovereign and Imperial Court of the Single Star.
Inc.
Thank you.
Is it just Inc. or is it Houston Inc.?
Houston Incorporated.
So it's really ERESIS High.
I ain't touching this.
Okay. Okay. Rain 23. And
I'm smart enough to know not to touch it.
If you want to be a contestant and want more information, contact Stella Link Seville at 713-463-6705, but please wait until in the morning. You know, she's an old girl and she needs to sleep. Okay. Now, this was given to me by Christopher Sparkle's boy Prado.
Yes.
Because he's evidently working with
2005, mister.
Well, yeah, that's right. You were, weren't you?
Mr. Gay Pride Houston 2005.
Wow. That long ago. My goodness.
What, you
it just seemed like yesterday.
And it was.
Well, for me, you know.
His days and decades running together nowadays,
retired,
you know.
It's all relative. You see, because he is the lover of the really great and happy guy who came in here and sat in for me last week, Jim Crawford.
Yes.
Those of you.
I think he's over there.
And Jim happens to be here also because he... Now, Jim has been a very busy boy this week.
Mm-hmm.
He was here last week, and, you know, we know we had phone problems and that, you know, we kind of zeroed out. So he's been busy all week, and he's going to tell us what he's been up to.
Well,
Jim?
Well, Jimmy, thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Not as much as I appreciate what you're about to say.
Well, you know, I was here last week, and yes, the phones weren't working properly, but things do happen. Anyway, I made some phone calls, and I'm very glad to say that it's kind of early, but on July the 14th, 2007, we are going to... Oh, that's hot.
And red. Why is it red? That's what I want to know. Why is it red?
You know, pantyhose on
I just
long.
Saw a full moon and I'm inside, so let your mind run. But anyway, July the 14th, 2007,
yes.
I've been speaking with Ed, who's the owner of EJ's Bar and Grill,
mm-hmm.
To put on a...
Heavy on the bar, little on the grill.
Oh, very heavy on the bar.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And I wish... Oh, don't pull it out, please. Put it away. You know, listeners, If you could see what I'm seeing right now.
Are we doing nude radio again?
Yes, you would be giving all your money to us at this very moment just to see what I'm seeing.
Mm.
Well, okay, maybe not. Anyway, I spoke with Ed, the owner, and I am going to be putting on a fundraiser gala. And it's going, and all the proceeds are going to go to this wonderful radio station, KPFT. Now, this is a community event.
Yes.
So it's not just for A, B, and C organizations. It's for everyone who would like to perform, who would like to showcase their talents legally.
We are talking EJs.
During the show.
I'm sorry, we're all gay, so that we wouldn't be showing our talent to DJs.
That's right. Where would we show it?
In the wilderness.
You know what?
Did I have the straight crack horse and the G strings?
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Oh, yes. Here, hold on, listen. Anyway, Ed has been so nice to allow us to put on this gala for KPFT July the 14th, 2007 at EJ, starting at 8:30-ish, and going on until we have raised a lot of money.
Good.
And so that's why I'm here. I'm going to come here a little closer to that date and actually talk more about it. But yes, I would like the community to come out and support this radio station because the lovely cast behind this glass, thank God I'm behind the glass, has been so diligently working to make sure that you know what goes on in this town. Okay, they have brought in your club, your organization, your event, publicized it to everyone who listens. So what you need to do is to jot down July the 14th because you're already booked to be there. Because we would like to have as many people as possible. Many people who would like to show us their assets, no matter what they may look like. And so, we would like for you to come out and support this wonderful, hardworking radio station. If you can't come out for various reasons, send somebody with some cash,
yeah,
with a check, with a charge card, whatever you have to make a donation. And hopefully, maybe we might have some little giveaways.
Ooh.
But right now, we are looking for talented individuals, and I just saw some great talent this evening. It was just thrown at me, but it was wonderful. So come out, and support KPFT. And I want to thank you for allowing me to share this opportunity.
Jim, I can't believe that you know all the work that you've put together.
I talked to you a couple weeks ago about doing this, and I thought, you know what? I've been laying low for quite a while and not doing much in the community. It's about time I come out of the closet, so to speak. And you might have a special guest. Now, I was told, don't hold me to this, but my cousin is coming in from Ohio, Tippy.
Tippy?
And so Tippy may be coming out and giving us a little show as well.
Oh, my goodness.
Those of you who know her have seen her, Tippy Belmont.
Mm.
She's from the upper class, but she may appear at this show.
She's held some titles her own self.
Well, she's held something. But anyway, but I do want to thank you for allowing me and the community to come here and to spew whatever we want to. And I want to thank you very, very much. For allowing me to do it. And you know what? You're going to see me more often because this is fun.
It is fun, isn't it?
Yeah,
it's addictive.
Yes. And because I'm so shy and demure. I don't talk, and this allows me the opportunity to be out there. And what? Now, those of you who know me very well. I don't talk a lot. Okay, so, you know, this is
he uses his mouth for other things.
Yes, like eating food and drinking soda and saying my prayers. Thank you, see?
Yes, and your prayers
going,
have been
oh, Jesus, oh, Jesus, oh, Jesus.
Your prayers have been answered this evening, I see, yes.
See? Yes, they have been. They've always been answered. Oh, so you know what? People... I am seeing some really good moon shots here. The moon is full, and there's not a cloud in the sky, and everyone's just being so nice to me. And you should be nice to KPFT. Call in at 713-526-5738 and give. And hopefully on the 14th of July, you'll do the same.
Great.
Thank you for thinking of us in that
thank
way.
Thank you.
Oh, sure. Anytime. Oh. Anytime.
Did Robert Moon him?
I couldn't see.
My God.
You don't want to. Usually he's the one who
sweet demure,
pulls down
Robert.
Someone's pants and sticks them.
I've seen Uranus. I've seen a shooting star.
Mm-hmm.
Well, something was shooting. I don't know what it was, but I saw. Anyway, back to you.
I'm just scared. I just thought of something. Are we going to have to perform at this?
Yes, please.
Oh, probably.
Oh, God.
We are the Laurel and Hardy of Queer Radio.
Yeah, but I was just thinking, if we combine our talents, you're going to come in with disco balls hanging from your pants, and I'm going to be wearing a cheerleader outfit again.
Oh, there you go.
God, I'm scared.
Listeners,
this Louis nightmare thing.
Actually, you know what?
Uh-oh.
What? Yeah, the wheels are spinning. I got an idea.
Okay.
See, you got to come out.
Now I got to figure out how to make it a duet.
Duet?
Mm-hmm.
Think I'm not going to perform by myself?
Why not?
Good, then you make up your own skit. I got to order my costume.
Oh, see?
Oh, my. Ooh.
He hasn't said that since the last time he was down at BJ's.
BJ's? I thought it was EJ's.
BJ's the bookstore.
Yeah. Which? Oh, hey, there goes the moon.
It's the one off on the Gulf Freeway.
Where?
A broad exit.
Is that the one that's off of I-10?
No.
45
South.
45 South. Oh, see, I'm new, so I don't know those kind of things. Oh, see. I really don't.
Oh.
See, I have to come here to find out where all the in spots are.
Really?
Well, you go to those places, you'll get a lot of spots.
Well,
yeah. His dry cleaner won't talk to him anymore.
Oh, see? Well, you should go to the one I go to.
You know, Scott Tillinghast called in.
He said he was.
Yes. A very nice pledge, too. And, you know, Scott, I'm really tickled about this because Scott Tillinghast gives a very large check to KPFT at the beginning of the year
mm-hmm.
for Queer Voices and After Hours and a couple of other of his other favorite
programs. He's also a
programs.
Fan of Hot and Bothered.
He's a big fan of Hot and Bothered.
Mm-hmm.
As everyone should be.
Yes.
That is a great show and the best lead-in that After Hours ever had, I'm telling you. And so I'm really happy to see Scott because he was on LSA, Lone Star Activist.
Uh-huh.
Group this week talking about, hey, it's pledge time. Everybody get out there and pledge for After Hours and Queer Voices. And he walks the walk.
Yes.
Amazing.
Thank you.
713-526-5738. Or if you're online and you can brave yourself from clicking away from the porno for one moment, it's kpft.org. You can put your credit card number in there, and we may not give you the European twinks you're used to seeing where else you put your credit card on the net, but I'll talk with an accent if it helps.
The documentary feature Zero Degrees of Separation takes viewers on a unique journey through the complex lives of Israeli and Palestinian gays and lesbians in inter-ethnic relationships. Though living on the margins of society, these couples defy the odds, existing in the midst of conflict with a gentle humanity and mutual respect. Interwoven into these stories is director Ellie Flanders' own narrative of growing up with grandparents who were intimately involved in the founding of the State of Israel. 0 Degrees of Separation premiered at the Berlin International Film Festival and has toured extensively, winning awards internationally. It's going to be playing at the Rice Media Center Sunday night, tonight, at 7 p.m. 0 Degrees of Separation. If you
And that's part of the Houston Palestinian Film Festival, co-sponsored by KPFT.
Yes, it is. And then on the 22nd, the Heart of Home. This is the Bayou City Women's Chorus will take you on new heights as they sing songs of quintessential.
Rose, quit putting the big words in there.
I know.
He can't wrap his dentures around those.
No, I can't. Female singers and songwriters. Tuesday, May the 22nd, 7:30 at Baring Memorial United Methodist Church. And from our friends over at Arisa's, a reminder that tomorrow night, Sunday, May the 20th, Scott Kenyon and I are hosting Stretch, a benefit for body positive through Arisa's at the BRB starting at 7. We are also celebrating my birthday, so come on out and enjoy a great buffet and show. All performers are welcome to participate and or just come out and party with us. So that's BRB at 7 for Marcia's birthday and her and Scott doing that show called Stretch. Now, it is time for our After Hours Quickie, although it's already a longie because we've gone way over.
As now Jimmy jumps into the next room, so I figure out what's my key sitting at. Are you sitting in with them? You're just giving them the cheat sheet?
I'm just giving them the cheat sheet. It is the Emperor and Empress of ICOH, Gingivitis, and Arlen Culliver. Welcome.
Good evening.
Hello.
Enchanté.
And thank you so much for your pleasure support.
Absolutely. How's it going?
Oh, just lovely.
I really didn't want to follow Jim. You should have told me he was going to be here because I wouldn't have been here.
Be careful.
Oh, he's showing you his new...
Would that be your shoe size, your IQ?
His new sit and spin toy.
I see that. Somebody's going to sit and spin on it.
He could reciprocate the thing you did on air.
We're going to have to call Tippy.
You know, that's exactly what I'm going to do.
Oh, my. You're going to do
I
love
know
her.
Where she lives. And I know who does her hair.
Oh, that's even scarier.
Hey.
Oh. Oops.
What should we talk about?
Well, tomorrow morning from 10 a.m. to 12 noon at Mary's Naturally on Westheimer, we will be serving breakfast.
Yeah.
And we have...
you serve breakfast every Sunday, don't you?
No, not every.
ICOH does just about every Sunday at Mary's.
That's what I meant. I meant ICOH, not you guys in particular.
Yeah.
My God. I never serve breakfast. Who's up at that hour?
We are serving breakfast.
Oh, my God. After being on this show, and then you're going to go home and grab a few hours?
No, actually, we're leaving the show. We're going to the grocery store. Then we're going home.
Ah. It's that kind of night, huh?
Yeah.
But we asked for a $3 donation for a plate or $5 all you can eat.
Oh,
and
$5 is the big deal, yeah.
And this money goes to Rain 5, as well as 15% of all of our shows go to the Lexi Bowen Community Fund.
Indeed. And Rain 5 is the beneficiary for Rain 5.
Rain 5 beneficiary is Legacy Community Health Services, their drug assistance program, which helps people with co-payments, on their medications.
Yeah.
And so. Helps pay their copays on doctor bills and that sort of thing.
Right.
Yeah.
Doctor visits,
it's
even.
Fabulous.
So.
Yeah. Yes. It's
it,
fabulous.
It really
it's
is.
Fabulous.
It really is. Whoa. So what else is going on with ICOH?
What else is going on with ICOH? Well, this isn't necessarily not... Well, actually, this is an ICOH thing. We're presenting Blue Moon Madness. Mm-hmm. We're having another Blue Moon this month. So that whole once in the blue moon crap you've heard about, it's going to happen.
What's a blue moon?
It's a moon that's blue. It's Jim's butt. See? Actually, it looked a little pale to me.
Actually, isn't
not
it,
pale blue either.
Isn't
it was white.
A month that has an actual month that has two full moons in it?
I don't know. Hello? She's been drinking.
Well, only to excess.
This says Blue Moon Madness, Thursday, May 31st, 2007.
Okay.
Blue drink specials, blue games, blue balls. Did I say that?
And blue taco
already
chips.
Did.
And
blue taco chips? Ooh, that's just wrong.
Anything blue will be served at Mary's naturally.
Well, you know, and this is actually, and that's going to be difficult because there, in nature, there is no blue food. Even blueberries are purple.
What about Jell-O?
That's not natural.
Well, I had blue hair on. Does that count?
Yeah.
That's natural in some planet somewhere.
Not this one.
Well, I don't spend much time on this planet.
No hair that Ginger owns is the color found in nature.
Damn, you're right. No, even that's not real.
Yeah, that's, yeah.
Anyway, Blue Moon Madness is being hosted by Imperial Princess Judy Reeves and Archduchess One Rose Smith, who's also a bartender at Mary's on the weekends.
God, I want to see what that, but those two can.
I'm afraid to go, actually.
Yeah.
I'm a victim of one of Rose's drinks. I concur.
Yeah. I'm not sure which is worse, her drinks or her attitude sometimes. Because she can slay you with that, too.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
you sure can.
Oh, yeah.
Well, she can put you right where you belong, whether you even know you belong there or not. That's what we love about her. Then.
Yes.
I think it's like the second or third time they've done this. I'm not sure. But Archduke and Archduchess. Archduchess One.
You'll be hearing from
me. And Archduke One.
Yeah, that's it. Jeff and Rose are airing everyone's dirty laundry again at Mary's Naturally on Saturday, June 9th at 8:30. But again, it's a fundraiser, and this is a lot of fun. You got, you know, dirty shorts hanging around the bar, which is not that unusual for Mary's.
Well, no.
Usually it's not planned, though. It just sort of happens.
So what you're saying
is... That's the Louis
after party. So what you're saying
is
they've cleaned it up a bit.
Yeah. Exactly. But it's a lot of fun. It's a good chance to spill a little tea on people, which never happens, you know.
Oh, right.
Uh-huh. It's a lot of fun. It's a really fun show. It usually raises a pretty good amount of money, so be there.
Okay.
Or not. But it's fun. I'm going to be there.
And we also have our regular Wednesday night jukebox shows. Mm-hmm. This one coming up is our birthday show.
Ooh. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then this Saturday, those jukebox...
So there'll be cake.
Right, the jukebox shows...
Let them eat cake.
Yeah. The jukebox shows, you know, try to start around 8:30, sometimes earlier, but we let people notice.
Yeah, you stick with that story.
And coming up on Saturday, May 26th, the House of Capri is hosting a show for ICOH at EJ's, and that show will start at
8 o'clock.
It's going to be phenomenal. It really is going to be a phenomenal show.
And so EJ's is located on Ralph Street off of Westheimer. Please join us next Saturday on the 26th.
I've never seen a Capri that doesn't do an act that is just...
You're absolutely right.
Professional.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
But I will let our Empress tell us our biggest news for ICOH right now.
Oh. I am just as pleased as punch. Oh, I'm not even Southern. Listen to that.
Yeah, I know. God.
Okay.
Hey, dear.
Pleased to announce that the Imperial Court of Houston, the Space City Empire of the Celestial Frontier, I remembered that. I can't believe that, has been nominated and has won the esteemed honor of being organizational grand marshals of the Pride Parade this year.
Yes.
We are also celebrating our 5th anniversary.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be fabulous.
Yes, it is.
We're just sort of like in the planning process of what we're going to do and how we're going to do it and all of that. But it's going to be a good time, so we urge everyone to get up. The parade is always fabulous. Nighttime, lighted.
Oh, yeah.
It's just, it's an amazing parade. Mm-hmm. So,
and we are very excited about this honor for our 5th year
anniversary. Oh, absolutely. Yeah. You know, to be celebrating 5 years and to raise the money that we've raised in 5 years and then to be honored by the community, because this is not, somebody just doesn't tell you you're going to do this. Your community nominates you and they elect you for this.
Yes.
We're just really excited. It's going to be a fabulous time.
Have you ever gone through the parade and drag before?
Hello, Mother of Montrose, Miss Mary's Miss Montrose.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
A few times. And it's fabulous.
Yeah. And the parade is coming up June 23rd.
June 23rd, yes. Mm-hmm. Yep. Yep. So, what else we got?
Hard to top that.
Oh, you know,
so to speak.
Yeah. Thank you, Chris. I had several places I was going to go with that, but I decided not to. We're on the radio.
How come I keep missing all the action?
Because you're not paying attention.
Oh, I see.
You know, I would like tell you what else is going on, but I can't see this calendar, actually.
She drinks, you know.
Well, she's 50 years old and half blind. Obviously, the bifocals aren't
working. Use the other
hand. That's almost like... No, never mind.
Do we have any... What do we have coming up the first weekend of June?
Well, we've got a show coming up at EJ's. I just haven't figured out what it's going to be yet.
Ah, okay.
And then we've also got... Well, actually, our general membership meeting is also on the 7th of June.
Yes.
At 7... It says 7:30. Yeah, at Legacy.
Mm-hmm.
At 215 Westheimer.
250. Is that the address? I never knew that.
Yeah.
I just always said where Elgin turns into Westheimer. And then on the 6th, we also have a short show at George, and that's going to actually be hosted, I found out today, by our Viscount and Viscountess.
Ooh.
Kelly Cashmere and Denise Summers Bodier.
Wow.
Are going to host that show at George.
Good.
It's going to be their first show together, so it'll be a fun little country show. Just there's lots of stuff coming up, and we're going to be on the radio
again.
Yeah,
they're both kind of country folks, aren't they?
Yeah, they really are.
Yeah.
Yeah. If they're next running redder, they'd look like, well, never mind.
So what's else going on in your life?
I'm not willing to share that.
Well, I went to Galveston today, and I helped serve lunch to the Houston area Bears and their Bear Watch.
Oh,
aid.
Did you now?
Yes.
Was that through NLA?
It was through NLA Houston. My other hat that I wear, we served burgers and dogs to 100-something men who call themselves Bears. Ooh. And their admirers.
And they were swimming naked in Galveston Island.
Wow.
Well, I can't vouch for that.
Or that's what rumor tells me.
Okay. Where was it held?
It was held
on the beach?
At the the lunch was served on the beach.
Oh, really?
And, one of their events that they had was kicking a high heel as far as you could with a bare foot. Very butch for Bears.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to imagine walking on the sand in Galveston in high heels.
It ain't a work.
Well, no, you weren't. You didn't walk in them. You just actually put your foot into one and kicked it as far as you could.
Oh.
They weren't wearing them.
Okay.
So.
I bet some.
They couldn't find any that big or wide or what?
Probably that wide or big. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was a fun afternoon in Galveston, and we had our show tonight over at EJ's.
Yeah.
And,
yeah, I couldn't stay for the end of that. You know,
your loss.
We raised over $250.
Yeah. So, very nice. Very nice. There's some good talent in that show tonight.
Another new member.
Mm-hmm.
We have another new member.
Good.
I forgot to give her a
thing.
I've got it. I've got the info.
Mm-hmm. Well, okay.
But we are very happy that KPFT allows us to be here. And
Even though we do forget occasionally.
Hey.
Like last month.
Well, yeah.
We did forget last month, didn't we? I forget.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well,
Jimbo.
We made a donation tonight.
Yes.
So,
thank you very much. And it really helps. You see, a lot of the older shows, this being one of them, you know, we celebrate our 20th birthday this year.
Wow.
Yes. And some of the older shows, they get to a point when there's a kind of a lack of backing from the community. And, you know, this show used to be on at midnight. And we're not raising the money we used to, and now we're on at 1 to 4, so... Not that I'd want to take away from Hot and Bothered. It's a fabulous show if you've never had a chance to hear it. I know, because you're out raising money. you know, every Saturday night.
Yeah.
But it is a fabulous show. If you ever get a chance to listen, Saturday nights at midnight till 1, on first and third Saturdays, or fifth Saturdays if there is
first,
one.
Third, fifth.
First, yeah, 1, 3, cool. 5. Great show. They talk about anything
while you're having like sex, or you know.
Let me put it to you this way: it's supposed to be a show about. It started out as a show about female sexuality and became a show about female and male sexuality. But the very first show, when it was touted as a show for female sexuality, I tuned in halfway through it, and they were talking about analingus, and I thought, well. Well,
is that a drag queen or something?
It's the Linga sisters.
If it's not, it should be.
Bring you the best hits of the 40s and 50s.
Yes. Don't we have fun on this show? Take us away. It's got to be time for a musical break. Thank you so much, ICOH.
I was just sitting here trying to think.
We can't top that.
Now, see, my mind's going now. You know, now I've
it
got our skit idea.
Like the
yeah.
Right thing to say.
For
Ana
for the thing there, we'll be like the Andrews sisters.
Ana
we'll
the Linda sisters. Cuny.
Yeah, we'll be. I'll be Anna. You can be Connie.
Okay, I can be Connie.
It just sounded like the right thing.
That is perfect.
All right. Well, I had the music queued up for. The only music I have queued up is for a serious moment. And this ain't it.
Well, that ain't it. What do you mean, serious moment? I know what you had got queued up.
Yeah, I know, but there was something serious ahead of it. So.
Oh, okay.
Well, I don't know.
We'll do something else.
What's up, Paul?
Now, hello, hello.
How do I top an analingus
strange joke? I don't know.
Queen. Empress.
Oh. Hey, I got an idea. Since we're talking about that, I'll just kind of reach into your basket and pull something out.
You won't be the first.
Lingering afterthoughts.
There you go. The intrepid after-hours photographer, Paul.
That has to be somebody's new drag name when they can't come up with one.
Oh, absolutely. Yes. Yes.
All right.
Okay.
This is, people are gonna think you're in charge of the music tonight.
Oh boy!
I pulled out another female singer.
What do you know? Well,
take me
Ginger
home.
And Orlin. Thank you very much.
Pleasure.
Okay.
Thank you.
When you take her to the island, when you help her from the boat, when you show her all that beauty dissolve into remote, remember that you did it first with me. When you take her to the restaurant where you dance to violin, you did it first with me. I'm not looking for revenge, I don't want sympathy, I only want what once was ours. up her body as she lies across your bed. When you slide yourself inside her, inside her body. Edge of love, when you wear a silver ring, when you swear to love forever. At first with me.
That. Oh man, I haven't heard that in a long time. That was Razy, Z-R-A-Z-Y. Folks, if you ever see a CD by Razy, pick it up. There are a couple of jazz performers, two lesbians actually from Scotland, who make it over to Houston quite often, at least once a year, to play some gigs and stop by the station.
But this
they do really phenomenal work, and that is one of my favorites of theirs. Remember that I did it first with you or something? That's close to it.
Three female bluesy jazz songs.
Well, that's the kind of music I like, so I've got a lot of it.
Well, no, it was. I mean, the first two were intentional. You know,
yeah.
I started with Big Ovaries Baby for for Lisa.
Gay Adegbolola.
And then, you know, I figured going with that, Veronica Klaus.
Yeah.
And then, like I said, Drazy, I just...
You just picked it up.
I couldn't see. I reached up and into your box.
Uh-huh. And just picked out a CD.
And this is what pulled out of my hand. I go, I remember that song, I think. Mm-hmm. And, like, oh my god.
Oh yeah.
So
I love that. I love that.
The spiritual talk.
So we're gonna be doing some more music.
We don't have a host.
Yeah, yes. Christopher isn't here tonight. I don't know what the deal is with the Black on Black segment.
He hasn't only come during pledge drive apparently.
Oh.
Kinda like you.
Imagine that. Speaking of Pledge Drive, that number is 713-526-5738, and it's almost been one of those nights that my ideal pledge night is that we open the show, give out the number, and say, okay, folks, it's pledge night, call in, and people call in, we get our goal, and we can just go on and do a regular show.
Or and as regular as our shows are.
Yeah, well, as irregular as they are. It's almost been that way tonight.
Yeah. Pretty soon we'll be able to, you know, we'll average out and...
It would be nice to if we could make up for last week.
Yes.
Yeah. Because I know we had that problem with the phones the first hour and...
They were being forwarded to the answering service, so we don't know if we had anything. Hey, let's know you're listening to After Hours. Queer Radio with Attitude on listener-sponsored, commercial-free Pacific Radio for the Gulf Coast. KPFT Houston, 90.1 FM, 89.5 Galveston, and always the World Wide Web at kpft.org.
He's Chris.
And that's Jimmy.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think anybody at the Louis meeting caught the knew the joke when I said, told you to move your big faggy voice to the middle of the room. I had a couple of laughs there.
Yeah, as I discovered this week when I met an old friend of yours who only recognized me from my voice. So, that was kind of weird.
This is what happens when I go out in the sun. I have a partial sunburn.
Well, you guys do that.
Well, it's only on my left. It's a trucker's sunburn. Yeah, usually my day consists of getting up, going to work, staying inside, leaving to go to lunch, come back, you know, so maybe 5 to 15 minutes in my car at most. Well, today I was out with a friend driving around a lot, so, well, the driving around afterwards was nice.
I see.
Off air, we'll discuss the other.
Gotcha.
Apart, but now I've got this nasty sunburn on my
wall. Actually, you are kind of, it's a trucker sunburn.
I mean, it's, and I didn't notice it until I got clean, when I was jumped in the shower, and the water hit that sunburn. I was like,
ooh, yeah.
So, yeah, it's, you know, there's a definite.
Yeah, yeah. I thought maybe you'd gone down to Galveston or something.
No.
Okay. Gotcha. What else has been going on?
Well, I was going to do something you don't like to do.
Oh, what?
A little controversial.
Yeah?
Given my past history, I'm going to start off by saying that I'm going to go on a commentary.
Oh.
And...
Well, we do that.
Yes, well, you know... To avoid hiatus. What I want to say comes from myself. Doesn't necessarily represent the show, the station, the network, the planet, the galaxy, or anybody.
It probably represents what I feel.
Oh, no. At the very beginning, I'm expecting your jaw to drop.
Okay.
Unless you've been living under a rock or the White House, the news this past week... of passing of what I feel is one of the top gay activists of our generation, the Reverend Jerry Falwell. He said a lot of stupid stuff, but one thing about him is he pushed the dialogue about our community to the forefront more than any person, more than any rally, more than any pride parade. And I think we have gotten a lot of those major jumps that we've had in the past 5-10 years can be attributed partially to him because of saying such outrageous things. He drove people to side with our community who may not have done it before.
Like the Tinky Winky is gay thing.
The Tinky Winky is gay.
People thought, oh, that is so ridiculous and gays are not so bad.
But think of, and remember back when the Tinky Winky incident occurred, how much press coverage was on that stupid little statement.
Oh, yeah.
Look at the statement he made about 9/11.
Oh, my God.
How much that publicity and that story came forward.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that, although he didn't intend it to be, I really feel that he helped our community in so many ways by bringing some allies to our side.
Mm-hmm.
So more than, you know, some of what we hear nowadays. And, you know, also he had the decency, unlike others, you know, when the 15 minutes were up, he punched the clock and left. So, one of the four horsemen of the apocalypse is gone now. So, now Robertson, Falwell, and Dobson ride alone. I know they were kind of hoping that, you know, Ted Haggard would join them, but when they realized he liked to be injected with crystal meth and cum, he kind of got taken off his horse. But, although I said these nice things about him, I do hope that when Falwell finally did get up to heaven and saw that the pearly gates were replaced with a velvet rope, and St. Peter as a bouncer and called God over to him, and when Falwell looked up and saw that fierce black drag queen who is our Lord and Savior, and said, "What the hell are you doing here?" I hope he had a good time with that. And I was thinking the same thing you did, and you mentioned it on LSA. Mm-hmm. And we have to have a German sing to us now.
Oh.
In tribute.
Yes, we do.
We do.
Yes, we do. Because this is the first thing that came to my mind the moment that I heard that Jerry Falwell had died.
Well, I mean, there was the first thing, and then, you know, I knew that he's on number two.
Hi.
Of course, Bobby would have to say a comment, and I forget who posted it. They were attributing it to Moms Mabley. Mm-hmm. So go ahead, Bobby. Uh-huh. Make your comment.
it was simply, you know, there's that old saying that goes, you know, Mama taught me that you really should never say anything. If
you're going to talk about the dead.
If you're going to talk about this dead, say something good. He's dead. Good.
Klaus Nomi, take it away.
Ding dong, the witch is dead. The wicked witch. Ding dong, the wicked witch is dead. Wake up, you sleepy head. Rub your eyes, get out of bed. Ding dong, the wicked witch is dead. Let them know their wicked witch is dead.
Man.
and he can't say what it was. On the road and on the beat, he stopped in kind of someone checking me the tree. Well, somebody else can run, somebody else can bleed, but it's just keeping stories out of hate.
triple shot of songs dedicated to the Reverend Jerry Falwell. Started off with Klaus Nomi, Ding Dong the Witch is Dead, the Wicked Witch, the Awful Witch. Started that off. And then the other two I picked just because they're song titles. I gotta wait for Jimmy to come in so I can tell him what song titles it were. Yeah, he didn't come in. You're listening to After Hours. We're in the middle of our pledge drive at 713-526-5738. Give your pledge of support to this show because, you know, a lot of people talked about, you know, Jerry Falwell, but who would have had the cojones to play Ding Dong the Witch is Dead?
Yeah.
And followed it up with a song.
Now, that was Dudley Saunders, wasn't it?
That followed him up. The second one. Yes. Jesus Didn't Love Us Enough.
Mm-hmm. And what was that last one?
That was Patrick Booth.
Yeah. I like that.
Kill Him and Tell God He Died.
What a trio.
Sometimes I get in those, you know,
festive moods.
You know, you find songs that kind of go together, and it's like,
a theme.
That's fabulous.
Really?
So, I want to again thank people who have already pledged to us this evening. Sir Corwin and Paul. Paul's the one who pledges every pledge drive. He gives us a check, which is sweet. Very sweet. Jana and James. And I believe this man walked in because as I was coming, right when we started the show, there was a man coming in looking to pledge.
Oh.
Really nice looking guy, too. Wish he had stayed around.
Well, you know, Jimmy has his own special gifts he gives.
Yes. Yeah. Well, he's more my age. Close and to my age. Okay.
The home let him out that late?
And then the Emperor and Empress. And Scott Hillingist. Wow, we have done very well tonight. And a couple of more pledges, and we will make up for last week.
Yeah, just a couple more.
Yes, yes.
Ooh. I checked the numbers.
I am just,
I had checked the numbers.
Okay. Yes, I am just so thrilled about that. Now, some things coming up. Sunday, June the 3rd, at George's Bar, George Bar on Fairview. Now, this is something in the afternoon, 2 to 5.
Okay.
So, I probably would be, you know, I'll be late going to this.
They better have, you know, Bloody Mary or no, wait, you don't drink.
No, I don't drink. Anyway,
normally they're
Virgin Mary.
A regular coffee.
They're
regular
having a fish and more fry. Not just the fish fry, but the fish and more.
Isn't that Chance's domain?
No. This is being done by Mr. Prawn Joyce, 0708, Gregory Misakian, and cooking hot, greased, and shirtless. Only $5 a plate. Great. And they're going to have some games, and between 5 and 6, a silent auction with some incredible items, and this is all coming to you from Helen Highwater, who really puts on some fabulous shows. This old gal has got a fabulous imagination. And comes up with some of the most incredible things. The last show she did was for the Colt 45s, and as this one is, it's called Dragon with Fish and Friends Show. It's the benefits for the Colt 45s Working Fund. The last one she did, she had baked goods that she auctioned off, which was really kind of nice. She made things herself, and it was incredible. Incredible. I scarfed the whole cake myself. And
I've seen those kind of websites. I usually don't click on them that well.
Stop. And
it's just a waste of food, you know. And just
the 15th annual Hatch Alternative Prom is happening, called Stairway to Heaven. 15 years Hatch has been putting on this prom. I cannot believe it's been that long.
Now, have you heard the
and we've been around for every one of them. Do you realize that?
Yeah.
Well,
you have it. Okay. And it's happening Friday, June the 8th, from 7 until midnight at the historic Magnolia Ballroom.
Some of those Hatch kids are like over 30 now.
Well, this, listen, this Hatch prom's been going on longer than some of them have been alive.
Yeah.
It's happening at 715 Franklin at Milan, the historic Magnolia Ballroom.
Been there.
Says, wear a costume, come in drag, wear a tux, dress as you wish, bring a date, or bring a friend. And it's free for youths ages 13 to 20. And if you're 21 and older, tickets are $25.
Now, does it mention the wager in there?
I don't know.
I saw this. I got a hold of the Outsmart for this month.
All are invited to the 15th annual Hatch Alternative Prom. No one is ever too old for this rite of passage. Friday, June the 8th is prom night at the historic Magnolia Ballroom in downtown Houston. On that evening, the ballroom will be transformed into Stairway to Heaven for the 15th annual Hatch Alternative Prom. Although the Hatch Youth coordinate this event on their own and primarily for themselves, the prom is open to everyone, but especially for all gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender, and questioning youth who feel uncomfortable attending their own high school dances because they are afraid of being teased or even physically abused by their peers. A special invitation is extended to GLBT adults who may not have had the opportunity to attend their own high school prom dressed as they wished or with a same-sex date. The dress code includes everything from tuxedos and formal gowns to costume and drag. Organizers are extremely grateful to the generosity of a number of businesses and individuals who donate to the prom. We are so thrilled that our youth can see that there is support for them and that these places care about making the prom a success, says Deb Murphy, youth services specialist with Hatch. The prom is free, and let's see. There are underwriting opportunities. At $100, you receive two tickets and your name in the commemorative printed program. At $250, you receive four tickets, your name in the commemorative printed program, and a professional prom photo.
Don't adults who go to the prom have to pay something?
Oh, yeah, $25 a piece.
Yeah.
Hatch's mission is to empower GLBTQ youth to become positive contributors to society by providing a safe social environment for youth, offering role models and peer support, and by sponsoring educational and community outreach opportunities. Now, I'm going to read a list of the sponsors that have already signed up and pledge support or in-kind services. And I want people to listen to these names because I want you to use these services. These are folks who are
stepping up to the plate.
They really are.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a quite a list, as a matter of fact. It's the Aladdin Mediterranean Cuisine Cafe. That's the new one that's on the corner of Montrose and Westheimer.
Yes.
Baba Yaga, Barnaby's Yay. Cafe.
Yay.
Bayou City Performing Arts, Coca-Cola, Minute Maid, the Daily Review Cafe. That's one in the Heights, I believe. The Dessert Gallery, Dietrich Coffee. They better. European DNR Cafe and Deli. That's on Montrose at Chelsea, in Chelsea Market.
Yeah, that's the place that used to be...
Butera's.
Butera's, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Don Carlos Catering, Half Price Books, Jackson and Company, that's the Jackson Catering, Nico Nico's, Radio Music Theater, Raven Grill and Picnic, that's on Bissonette. I want to say between Dunleavy and Shepherd.
Thereabouts.
Mm-hmm. Riva's Italian Restaurant, Star Pizza, the Coffee Bar, the Chocolate Bar, And ooh, that's a great place on Alabama.
Yeah, that's just down the block from where I live.
Yeah, about the 1800 block, I believe. And Ziggy's Healthy Grill. Folks out there, if you recognize any of these names or places that you've been to before, hey, stop by again and tell them thank you for supporting the Hatch Prom. Hatchel
and
Prom.
There's just the idea. I would love to be able to go to that myself.
Me too.
I would really, just because.
Oh, can you see Stan and I going to that?
If you want to contribute anonymously to the Hatch Prom,
yeah,
there's a good reason to.
Oh, how come?
It started as a dare that turned into a bet that morphed into a fundraiser. Proving that their dedication to Hatch knows no bounds, mm-hmm, facilitators Bill Alexander and Deb Murphy have agreed to an unusual wager.
Oh?
If members of the social and support group for the gay, lesbian, bisexual, trans, questioning, and supportive youth raise $5,000 earmarked for the June 8th prom, Murphy and Alexander vow to attend in full drag and a foo-foo gown.
Oh. Deb Murphy in a gown?
Great mother goddess there.
Oh, my God. I can't even imagine.
Donations
that
are already trickling in, Murphy says. The
I don't think she can wear high heels. I'm sorry.
I've never seen her in a skirt. No, that's a...
Well, considering the fact the picture they have here of Bill Alexander and Deb Murphy, they've got interchangeable wardrobes. I mean, really, the only difference between the two is she has pleated front on her khakis and he doesn't. If you want to contribute to the fund, call Bill Alexander at 713-529-3590.
Uh-huh.
And that will be a...
Is that Bill Alexander?
Yes.
Well, get her.
If you get the May edition, find the May issue of Outsmart magazine, on page 12 is the information about that.
And oh, look at that gown.
The gown they have in here is from Jules Boutique.
I wonder which one is going to wear it.
To be honest with you,
I don't think it'll fit Deb.
Well, I think that dress is too tall for either one of them.
Oh.
I'm not sure.
Well,
about
not if they're wearing heels.
Yeah.
I still have my prom
heels?
Picture.
Stop!
I went to three proms.
Which has got an... Yeah?
Stag.
I didn't go to any.
I went to three proms by myself.
Well, with your furry legs, I can see you going stag.
Yeah. We got another pledge.
I mean... And I can even come in and bring the picture with... I still have the picture of me from my senior prom.
That'd be a scary thing to come in and bring in.
Yeah.
Because I was cleaning up some stuff and I came across my college ID.
I imagine that, yeah.
And I'm like, oh my God, I look that young. Another pledge in. Thank you, Jose. And we are...
Yay, Jose.
Well on our way. Duh!
We are on our way. Yeah. We're almost... We have almost made up for last week. Couple of more pledges and that'll do it. And then we'll shut up. Yeah, I love that. I love it.
Yay.
Now, while you're doing that.
Yeah, we are.
We're very close.
$30 away.
Wow, is that close?
We're $30 away from averaging out for making our goal for 2 weeks.
Yay.
Wow.
So, if someone else would like to call in and get the bumper sticker. I think that's what you get, the 35.
Yeah.
Yep.
No one has taken us up on our cocktails for KPFT offer.
Cocktails for KPFT?
Yeah.
What's that?
Give up one drink a month.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's $5 a month. That comes to $60 for the year.
Mm-hmm.
Give up one drink for us. Your liver will love you for it. And, you know, just donate the money to us.
Well, you know, if you give up going to the bookstore once a month, that's, let's see, that would be $84.
Yeah, see, but the cocktails.
Hey.
Okay. Either cocktails for KPFT or cock and tail for KPFT. But that's the $40 a month pledge. And,
$40 a month?
Well, I don't know. I haven't priced them out lately.
What, cock and tails?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I would have no idea
how much tail costs. But,
$30 more. I'll only tell one more Jerry Falwell joke.
And, of course, also at the is it the $150 level, I believe, you get the cranker.
Oh, that cranker. Radio.
Where else 30 seconds of cranking will give you 30 minutes of pleasure.
Ooh. Oh, my. Stop.
You need perks.
At my age, you know, it's looking mighty good.
Well, you can only last for 30 seconds of cranking.
I didn't know John was so easily turned pink without getting slapped.
Shit, you know.
Welcome to After Hours.
What it is, it's a radio that's, instead of battery operated, it has a crank that you,
yeah,
you turn, and after after turning it for 30
like,
seconds, it generates enough energy for 30 minutes.
That way, even if the electricity goes out, you can still listen to us.
And oh, so it's where we
it's
come up.
It's a radio. Okay.
Yeah, it's a radio.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's like,
not what? Just a radio. It's a radio. It's an AM, FM. You have the seven National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration weather stations.
And it's a flashlight.
Got a flashlight. It'll, it'll charge
it
your cell phone. And if you can find an adapter, it'll work on your Hitachi magic wand.
What is that?
Leah Delaria joke.
Oh, okay.
I know, I know.
Okay.
I know, battery operated doesn't work for you. Yours have kickstands.
Yeah.
Kickstarts, you know.
And for people in my
Black
age
Decker,
group,
Harley Decker.
There, we've got something coming up June the 30th. Whatever path your life takes, be prepared. A Willathon and estate planning seminar. Willathon. That's what it says.
One must have something to give.
Open to everyone in the GLBT communities, regardless of age. This is being brought to you by, surprise, Spry. Seniors preparing for their rainbow years. And that's happening at the United Way Building, 50 Waugh Drive, Wednesday, June the 20th. That's a whole month away, folks.
I'm not a senior, but I have a will.
And there's a way.
Really?
Yes.
Estate planning is beneficial for everyone, regardless of the size of your estate. Even if you don't own a home or have any investments, your estate planning documents can help you make sure that everything is taken care of, from your health care decisions to asset distribution, including the care of your pets and children, if you have them.
Pets/children,
or pets who are your children, when you are not able to make those decisions for yourself.
If your pets are slashing your children, they need a will.
Hey, the police didn't buy that story from that woman here in Houston, so. Okay.
It will also help your loved ones handle your property more swiftly than having the state appeal to your next of kin.
And then also your unloved ones who come in and take over everything.
That's right.
I needed a will. Somebody has to get my unicorn collection when I'm dead.
If you have a sizable estate, these documents may help you preserve your assets and distribute them in ways that can reduce the amount of estate taxes your survivors will have to pay. The Houston Volunteer Lawyers Program will provide information about wills and trusts, advanced directives, that's a living will, and medical and financial powers of attorney. They will help determine if you qualify for free estate planning, subsidized, low-cost estate planning, or refer you to a GLIPT-friendly attorney.
And you know what? If you can take them in your will, and you write it that KPFT is the beneficiary, rather than having assets, then you have a large endowment.
Ooh, hey. Oh. Everybody likes a large endowment. We're over. We went over.
Yay.
Woo.
Yeah, the only problem is we have no show, so we had plenty of time to sit there and go 713-536-5738.
Robert did it. Robert did it for us.
He took us over the top.
He took us over.
Took us to the preface.
I love when a man takes me over the top.
Mm-hmm. Back to the stories of BJ's.
As far as wills are concerned,
yes.
If I have all the mental all the mental function of a carrot, then yank me out like a carrot. Yank the blood like a carrot.
Mm-hmm.
And if I'm done, don't wait 20 years and expect a miracle
out of the coma
thing. See, if we pulled people out who were in a constant vegetative state, then we would lose some of the staff here on our show.
Do you know what?
Yeah, but can you imagine just how many of those useless politicians we'd be rid of?
Ooh. Hello.
Yeah, we spend all the time re-electing new people then. Mm. Yeah, not pretty.
Yeah, well, then we'd have to worry about all those people named Chad.
Yep.
I wouldn't mind trying to help them get pregnant again.
I want to see how those. I want to see how they're hung.
Just a swinging.
I don't know about the Chads, but I wouldn't mind seeing a bush hanging from a tree.
Woo! He went there.
Yes, I did.
He went there.
Absolutely.
Do you know, does anybody here remember when our anniversary is?
September? Something?
Beats the hell out of May.
The 6th. September the 6th, we will be 20 years old.
Wow.
But do you know what?
What?
We missed it by one day.
What do you mean?
Because September 5th is National Penis Day.
Huh? Oh.
Did you know that?
I had no idea. You were talking about a national endowment a while ago?
I know this is National Masturbation Month.
May is National Masturbation Month.
Yeah.
So get out there and get to work, folks. The month's half over. You've got a lot of catching up to do, unless you're a teenager.
Yeah, well.
Well, you know, they average out, you know, that takes care of the... And also the Masturbation-thon is coming up.
A Masturbation-thon?
Yes. We were talking about it last week. Every year they've been doing a Masturbation-thon,
mm-hmm.
where... You can either get together groups and parties for it,
mm-hmm.
or you can...
I think I'm going to go to one of those next week.
Well, Gigi hoes one every week.
Oh, not Gigi.
Oh. But no, it's a... there's contest part of it there for most.
And how far you can...
And distance.
Oh.
Oh, for crying out loud.
I'm at a loss there.
Yes, both...
Well, you know, you get to a certain age, it just kind of dribbles out.
Yeah. So...
prostate problems? You don't know whether you're coming or going?
Yeah.
What?
We talked about it last week. I don't remember what the actual address is, but you can go to goodvibrations.com.
Oh my God,
we killed the guest!
No, the problem is coming and going at the same time.
At the same time? Ooh.
Whew. That's too much to say for anybody.
Yes, Robert,
in New Zealand.
And here's my problem.
It's National Penis Day is happening in New Zealand, but I think it ought to be worldwide. Of course, I celebrate the penis every day.
And here's the problem. Yes. It's my birthday, and I'm the only one playing with mine, so... Again.
At the moment, or just again. Am I missing out on a show?
No, not yet.
Oh.
Yeah, the show that happens out there.
Out there on the patio.
I've never seen him play with his penis.
Who?
Merlin.
Thank the gods.
Well, in that outfit, you know, it takes him 15... I mean, it took him 15 minutes to show you the tattoo.
My tattoo?
Yeah.
It takes me 10 minutes to get out of my clothes to show a tattoo. It's like...
Yeah.
The,
imagine how long it takes him to get out of his clothes for a medical exam.
Good goddess.
Well, I come to think of it, Merlin's one of the few people I haven't ever seen their penis that's involved with this show.
And with all the love in my heart, let's keep it that way for a little while long.
Boy, I suddenly went quiet.
Yeah.
Yes. I can't help it.
I have a website.
I've been getting lots of lovely things for my birthday, except laid.
Well, join the club.
Nice.
And sometime next week, I might even get to celebrate my birthday with our favorite redhead.
Ooh.
I haven't shown you mine either.
Unfortunately,
your website?
Incapacitated at the moment.
Yes, Kalupa fell down and
broke his... Yes, Kalupa had surgery.
He broke his asset?
No, but his sex life is cut in half.
He broke his jaw?
He broke... No, he broke his hand.
He
even had to have surgery and everything.
You're kidding
me. He's got a halo on his hand.
Oh, my
Which is
goodness.
The first time in years he's had a halo anywhere. But, okay.
They're going to straighten out that limp wrist one way or
one way or the other. Yeah. We're planning on getting together later this week. Now that he can.
So, Merlin, I see you got the best birthday present of all.
What's that?
Falwell croaked.
Yeah, there you go.
Somewhere up there, a gay angel just got his wings.
Oh, yes.
I'm still thinking the halo on the hand. Is that when you fist an angel?
Oh,
you
went there.
No, that's what's happening to Falwell in hell right now. He's getting fisted.
Yeah. Is that when what happens when Inspector Gadget fists an angel? It goes right up the top of his... Anyhow.
Please, I don't want these people calling in and revoking their pledges.
Their pledges.
Sure you do. Sure you don't. You want them to call in and, you know.
But, you know.
What did you say about Episcopalians?
Yeah. You know, the bad part is, you know, people who know the show long enough know I've got a very warped sense of humor, and as I started going through that, I started singing a country western song of you've got to fist an angel in the morning or
and lower fist like an the angel devil this morning. And fork him like the devil when you get back home.
Oh, my God. It must be time for music.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Please.
Take the steel.
Old school time again.
All right.
Uh-oh.
Triple shot of R&P.
Okay. Yeah. We haven't heard them in a while.
Yeah, last week I played a song.
Well, I wasn't here.
R&P, yeah.
Romanofsky and Phillips.
Are wonderful. I like to play them. Masturbation is loads of fun, and so is loving other men. Watch them grow before your eyes, lie back and watch them shrink. They can do a lot of things, but don't use them to think. Come on now, don't use your penis. But it's bound to bring you pain. If you try to use your penis for a brain. Some men are always collecting things like sports cars, guns, and knives. They seem to think of them as masculine extensions of their size. Perhaps it makes them feel secure or even tall, but that kind of macho reasoning can only screw us all. Come on, boys, don't use your penis.
Don't use your penis.
For a brain.
For a brain.
Hard as it may be.
Hard as it may be.
You really must refrain.
You really must refrain.
But it's not the way to measure your power or your. Not intelligent, they have no IQ. Penises are cute, but they're not logical. Don't let them make decisions for you.
got the president who's so confused, he can't tell right from wrong. He thinks a missile is a peacekeeper and that weapons make us strong. But that kind of rationale will only make us dead. I wish that when he runs the country, he would use his other head. Come on, Ronnie, don't use your penis.
Don't use your penis.
For a brain.
For a brain.
Hard as it may be.
Hard as it may be.
You really must refrain.
You really must refrain.
Cause it's just a manly treasure. No, it's not a gun to aim. So don't try to use. With so many gay men
and so little time, it never has been an obsession of mine to try and pursue heterosexual men,
the ones who are real
or the ones who pretend. That kind of facade's not attractive to me. I like my lovers as queer as can be. Give me a homosexual, loves in a homo-emotional way. I like a man of acceptance. Give me a guy who is glad to be gay.
Some of my peers, the ultimate thrill, seducing a straight man by bending his will.
But I am a man who loves men who love men, and that is of course what I most recommend.
While I'm sure there are men just need some straightening, I haven't the patience to be educating. Give me a homosexual, one who's perfected his oral technique. I like a man who's at practice. Give me a guy who is fluent in Greek. And I don't understand all those classified ads filled with desires that I've never had.
Straight-looking Marines seek straight cop to please.
How straight do they look when they're down on their knees? It's a taste that I've never been able to savor. This preoccupation with sexist behavior. They limit themselves to those roles in their world. But we don't have any such models to clone. We're perfectly free to develop our own. Give me a homosexual. I don't want a husband. I don't want a wife. I like a man as my equal. Someone who's made it the style of his life. Give me a in a homo-emotional way. I like a man of acceptance. Give me a guy.
Give me a guy.
Give me a guy who's glad to be gay.
To be the kind of guy who never really fits in and never keeps in time. So now I've started asking the question on my mind, what kind of self-respecting faggot am I? I moved to San Francisco. It seemed the place to be, but I'm not into disco. And bars intimidate me. My only can of Crisco is where it's supposed to be. What kind of self-respecting faggot am I?
Dick or Judy heard of Betty Davis, but never saw her movies. Guess I'm irresponsible. It's not just my duty. What kind of self-respecting faggot am I? My clothes are out of style, and when the conversation turns to Broadway shows, all I can do is sit and smile. I don't punch on Sundays, don't own a set of weights, I wouldn't dream of screwing till after several days. I know it's quite pathetic, I might as well be straight. What kind of self-respecting faggot am I? The game when you don't own a poster of Marilyn. I know it's hard to fathom. It's really quite a shame. What kind of self-respecting faggot am I? Took a stand to try to shed some light. He said that sexual preference is a basic human right. The school board laid him off and said the budget was too tight. But it sounds suspiciously like homophobia to me. A woman with a child of six could find no place to live. And finally her lover said, why don't you just move in? The landlord made excuses and raised the rent again. Sounds suspiciously like homophobia to me. Oh, it happens every day. No matter what they say, it's just because you're gay. Homophobia. It happens everywhere. You know it's out of fear. It's just because you're queer. Homophobia. Some liberals say that it's okay for people to be queer, as long as they don't flaunt it. But it seems to me, my dear, that we've seen straight folks flaunt their sexuality for years. Sounds suspiciously like homophobia to me. There was a man who shot our first gay supervisor dead. The Twinkies made him do it, that's what his attorney said. He could have gotten life, but he got 7 years instead. Sounds suspiciously like homophobia to me. Oh, it happens all the time. It's not considered crime. It's just another sign of homophobia. Happens to the dykes and faggots on their bikes, young and old alike. Homophobia. Now AIDS has claimed so many lives and still there is no cure. And if they don't spend more on research, it will keep on killing more. Because it's called a gay disease, it's easy to ignore. Which sounds a lot like blatant homophobia to me.
happens left and right. That's why we must unite. We gotta stand and fight that old homophobia.
Romanofsky and Phillips did four from them. Don't use your penis for a brain. Give me a homosexual. What kind of self-respecting faggot am I? And homophobia. That's the kind of music you only get to hear here on After Hours or occasionally on our sister show, Queer Voices, Monday from 8 to 10. I put that in the wrong one. So, as the gang returns, you're listening to After Hours, Queer Radio with Attitude on listener-sponsored commercial-free Pacifica Radio for the Gulf Coast. KPFT 90.1 FM, 89.5 Galveston, and always the World Wide Web at kpft.org.
And that was a foreshot of R&B, wasn't it?
Yes.
Because we were discussing, we're out there discussing, because our newest cast member... John.
What part of him are we going to cast?
Hi. Well,
I don't know, but make sure you got plenty of plaster.
Woo!
Totally missed that.
Ouch!
We were discussing, you said cast member, what part are we going to cast?
My put your headphones on.
Oh. What?
Discussing how many of these songs were not written. Or were around before he was born.
Wow. Well, I'm not good at guessing ages, and but...
Heck, I was pretty darn young when some of these were written.
I would say no. Hell no. No effing way.
No.
Those are just the copyrights that are the CDs.
Okay, so have
and
we
I've
officially
got the original vinyl on all of them.
Hmm?
Have we officially pushed over the edge then? Are we?
Yeah.
We're good? So does that mean I get to tell the other?
Yeah, go ahead.
What?
Yeah, well, you heard what Falwell died of, right?
What?
He died of an intestinal blockage, proving once and for all that he really was full of crap.
Ah.
I thought that was because he had his head up his behind, but anyway.
Again, that would still mean he was
exactly,
full of
crap. Exactly, his intestinal blockage.
He was still full of crap. Because that's...
Exactly.
Anyway, we're talking about R&B, Romanofsky and Phillips, because they were pioneers in queer music. There had been some music out there by gay men, but they not only had overtly gay lyrics, but they did it professionally. They didn't want to have this...
Paul playing with the mouse.
Yeah, a lot of the music out there sounded like it was recorded in somebody's bathroom, but they wanted some professional standards, and so it was a real eye opener to get really good quality music.
I'm still thinking on the line there that pioneers in the gay community. It's like I see a covered wagon pulling him in front of the bathhouse.
No, bathhouses aren't that old. Trust me.
You mean with a little pink cover on it? Anyway.
That was a bath outhouse.
What Paul pulled up
was... I
need
to see where they put the... Anyway.
There's a big event going on Memorial Day weekend in Galveston that I think most of us were unaware of, put on by the Spoiled Boys. I know we have this one little thing here. Memorial Day weekend at Galveston Island called Beach Ball. What? What am I missing?
One little thing.
One little thing. One little card here. That's all we have on it.
Oh, the white person.
He's still not going to have a joke.
Never mind.
Continue.
Yeah. I love you, Jimmy.
Anyway, Paul has the site up, and Chris, I'd like you to peruse it and tell us about it. I don't do computer stuff very well.
There's half naked guys on the site. You can handle it.
No, Jimmy's got to have his hands free.
I'm a 20th century man, okay? Give me a break.
I thought it was. Never mind. I was going to say 19th.
Now if we could just. 20th century man, born in the 19th. Anyway. Love you, Jimmy.
Ooh.
Where's the band? Let's see.
I was born in the 20th century. Granted, it was the first half of the 20th century. It was very, very, very close to the middle.
Isn't that your favorite place, Jimmy, the middle?
Double your pleasure, double your
pleasure. Hello! <Ba-dum-bum>.
Take it away, Chris.
That's definitely what you call a rim shot.
Well, this is gay, you know,
queer
radio attitude.
Was that Paul?
You know what happens when I'm around all those young things that I can't have?
Yeah.
That I can taste and have to walk away and leave them?
I know the
kind of like a diabetic in a candy store, huh?
The feeling.
Tasteful.
I can nibble on the air and pat them on the back, but I can't have.
I know.
Yeah, that cream filling can be bad for you sometimes.
Never. Never.
Okay, so what's on that computer?
Yeah, what do we got on that computer? How about that computer, folks?
Chris has got a look on his face like a Disney character right about now.
I don't guess he's going to go down and play in the sand.
No, he's just going to go down.
I'm going to shut up now.
I'm thinking about doing the same thing myself. Galveston Island, 3-day nonstop action packed multi event beat pounding tropical location of beach, beats, and treats.
Try saying that three times fast, anyway.
See how much I hate it when you get sand mixing up the KY?
Oh! Whoa! Talk about making a hormone.
Galveston, Texas, the Bay Area Beach Boys, in association with Hang Ten Productions, announced that Galveston has been chosen to host a new annual event titled Beach Beats and Treats. Overwhelming support from the City of Galveston Visitors and Convention Center.
Wow.
A multi-event weekend will begin on Friday, May 25th, and run through the entire Memorial Day weekend. On Memorial Day weekend, from East Coast and West Coast to Tribal and Vocal, they'll have assembled an all-star DJ lineup.
About 1, 2, 3, 4, 10 different DJs that are going to be working.
Yeah. Third Coast Beach Bar is going to be hosting hot male entertainers on the weekends, fireworks on the jetties.
Wow.
The convention center will be hosting the main event. The Galveston Island Convention Center, the San Luis Resort, is... This just tells us...
There's new stuff.
No, it just tells you, here's where we're going. It doesn't tell you what's going on.
Oh.
Nobody's beating my treats on the beach.
Okay.
Yeah. It's a big event, though, because Paul was telling me there's stuff going on. There's after-hours parties and the
big ballroom event.
Yeah.
Conference center and Sunday, Friday night at
the Pink Dolphin
is where they're picking up the tickets, and then there's another event later that night over at
Then on the 25th they go over to the Undercurrent. Legendary DJ Ronnie Bruno will be there. Red Magazine anniversary and pre-party on the 26th at Third Coast Beach Bar. The event will be at the Galveston Convention Center.
Wow.
Featuring DJ Tony Moran and Jacinta.
Tony Moran. That's his name. He's a, Moran. He's a big name DJ.
Wow.
Yep.
On the 27th at the Undercurrent Nightclub, there's an after-hour party. Experience the tribal music style of Miami's DJ Angelo Koritz. Cortez. On the East Beach, there will be the manhunt.net Meet Me at the Beach Party.
Wow. I just want to put on my Speedo and hit the beach.
You get sand mixed with your KY, that gives a whole, a completely different context to sandbox.
You don't have your earphones on, do you?
No.
Does anybody use KY anymore, really?
Okay, ID. Really?
I can hear you perfectly from here.
Category 5 on Sunday is at the Balinese Room.
Wow.
Wow.
Featuring
that's historic.
DJ Phil B. Mm-hmm. from San Francisco. Another after-hours party at Undercurrent. And that, for more information, you can go to beachball2007.com.
Cool.
You can get your tickets and all that other stuff.
That sounds like fun.
Yeah, make a whole weekend of it.
And then there's a Monday morning event.
A Monday morning event?
I'll have to get my Speedo out of mothballs.
Who the hell's going to be awake Monday morning after all of that?
The after-hours party ends up about 6 or 7 a.m.
8 a.m.
8 a.m.
Good Lord.
So then they get brunch and they go party.
Oh, my God.
So
I won't want to go home.
Wow.
This is a stamina event.
Evidently.
Obviously. Talk about pulling an all-nighter.
There's enough stuff that I've...
So to speak.
I've advertised for assistant photographer.
Ah.
I must really? Be getting it old. Is.
Yeah.
Must be?
I can understand. you'll be taking... Will there be a lot of private photos being taken, Mr. Paul?
If I get my hotel room.
Yeah,
you might have to set up another website for that.
It sounds like a hot deal. How come we don't know more about this?
Well, we're going to have to get you on the mailing list.
Well, yeah, you know, we...
See, this is the first I've ever heard of it.
I know it. Well, you see, we don't have a weekly newspaper anymore. And the twit is now coming out of San Antonio.
Yeah. It would be a little strange for twit to be promoting an event that's sponsored by Red Magazine.
True.
That's all right. I'm going to have to update all the news links on my website so there'll be a place to follow these things.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
they've been bugging me to put a blog up there, so I guess...
I'm sure the club kids know about it around Houston.
Well, you can also pick it up where I picked up that postcard.
Where did you pick up the postcard?
At Hollywood Supercenter.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
But you really... It doesn't really give you... doesn't tell you a whole lot on the postcard.
Well, I'll bet you somewhere on there it says beachball2007.com.
Beach...
They now have a MySpace page.
Yeah.
Oh, once it hits MySpace, forget it. It's over. Everyone's going to know about it.
Hmm.
True.
Yeah.
Like we're sold there.
Everybody.
Tom will be there.
Hey, guys.
I wasn't sure about that event. The second one on there that I
picked
that up.
Second one looks a little weird too.
Yeah, I wasn't too sure about it. The biggest transsexual party in Houston.
Where's that?
La Academia.
Academia. That's a nice little club.
Carlin Gessner at June 2nd at 9 p.m.
Got some very nice assistance for the tables.
Looks like chicks with dicks. No, really.
Come enjoy a night of beauty and elegance with the most gorgeous transsexual girls in the country.
Ah,
there's
okay.
No comment on whether or not, you know, they're pre-op or post-op.
But
come see a spectacular runway show of beautiful lingerie, celebrity impersonations, and live mariachi music.
Mm. My goodness.
That's okay. The table staff is briefly attired.
I
see.
Well, it appears that all the models have had some breast work done.
They must tuck it really good.
It's called duct tape.
Yes, it is.
True.
Yes, it is.
Ow.
Exactly. Oh, gosh, I've heard stories.
Yes. But there are some interesting clubs slightly south of here now.
Really?
And when they're done for the evening, instant bikini wax. Oh. Ouch.
Yep. You got that right.
Yeah, hello. Isn't there a party going on Sunday night here in Houston?
If you're going to talk, get closer to the microphone so people can actually hear you.
Yes.
I'm usually talking too loud for mics, but...
Oh. What Sunday
night? Don't be afraid to get close to that thing.
I putting on a little shindig Sunday night.
Like tonight or...
Next Sunday.
Next Sunday?
Yes. Related to the white party?
Oh, okay.
Ah, yes. I've heard about this.
I would not be surprised at that.
So, next weekend's going to be a full-bore activity.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. But we'll be here. We'll be here. And probably the fundraiser will still be going on, huh?
I don't know. But
it's usually been running...
Seeing how they've been going.
Usually been running about 3 weeks here lately. Yeah, 3 weekends anyway. So we'll be looking forward to that. Oh, okay. We've talked about National Penis Day coming up a day before our anniversary.
No, the fun drive ends May 25th.
Oh.
And what is the date of celebrating the anniversary again?
September the 6th is our 20th anniversary.
Wow. Congratulations.
Yes.
Boy, we're old.
Yeah, well, you hang around here long enough, it happens.
Right?
20 years ago, I didn't even live in this city.
But you got here as soon as you could, huh?
Yeah.
20 years ago, I don't know.
Yeah. You were in diapers.
What's new?
I was in middle school.
You don't want to know where I was.
You weren't an itching in your... No, I'm not going to go there.
No, he was also in diapers.
Mm-hmm. The only things he was sucking on was baby bottles.
He was practicing.
Are you perfect yet?
I don't know. I have been told.
That's for that age comment you made earlier tonight.
On the radio.
I usually don't get any complaints. Of course, it's kind of hard when their head's buried in a pillow. But anyway,
are we into the round table?
I don't know what the hell.
It looks like. It's hard to tell sometimes.
It's
well,
after
I'm
3 o'clock.
Here, so it's got to be round table.
Whoa! Whoa!
It's after 3.
Yeah.
You know, we're talking about Jerry Falwell. Fred Phelps will be picketing the funeral.
And why, pray tell, Fred Phelps be picketing Jerry Falwell's funeral?
Because he's an ass?
Well, that's a given. But is there a particular reason?
Number one. Now, Falwell was a true Calvinistic Baptist when he was...
Oops.
It switched over to an ad.
Oh.
I was a true Calvinistic Baptist when he was a young preacher in Springfield, Missouri, and sold his soul to Free Williamism.
What?
At different branches, I guess, of baptism.
Oh.
Falwell bitterly and viciously attacked Westboro Baptist Church because of their faithful Bible preaching, and thereby committing an unpardonable sin, otherwise known as the sin against the Holy Ghost. 3. Falwell warmly praised Christ rejoicing Jews, pedophile condoning Catholics, money grubbing comprisers, practicing fags like Mel White, and backsliders like Billy Graham and Robert Schuller, etc., all for Lucifer, making him guilty of their sins.
Okay.
No.
That's the usual Fred Phelps logic. It does not make sense.
So he's going to be picketing at the funeral there.
They made money and he couldn't.
Yeah, that's probably what it comes down to.
Should be because
he can't get anybody but his own family to be members of his church. For one thing,
probably not willing.
What you call incestuous?
Yeah.
To paraphrase from my favorite Christmas show. That man should be boiled in his own venom and buried with a picket stake in his chest.
Oh, goodness.
Anyhow.
Yes, what else?
There's a Canadian Broadcasting Company has a pilot show that's coming up featuring altar boys as drug users and Catholic communion hosts as a munchable snack food, possible poker chips, and a repository for drops of LSD.
Oh my God.
Oh, so they're displaying real life in the Catholic Church. Okay.
It's the real life, maybe.
and apparently this is, you know, it's like how the BBC is where you... The government pays for it. They said, Catholics should not have to pay for shows where their most sacred rituals and images are considered a starting point for dramatic license. They've moved to the area of blasphemy of sacred rituals. 2 30-minute pilot shows of the Altar Boy Gang were broadcast last Friday.
Yeah.
Sounds like a video I find in Hollywood.
Yeah, no kidding.
They don't talk about any, you know, I think it would have popped up first if there was a homosexual, but it was a cute little story of on there. This is one of those. This is the actual headline, and you'll probably see it on Jay Leno show. Prostitute killed in hoe attack. Police say a 50-year-old man living in his mother's home killed a transvestite prostitute with a garden hoe after bringing him back to the house. Police said.
You're kidding me.
No. Oh, John Freeman of Northridge was arrested on Sunday of suspicion of murder. Freeman's mother was out of town when... Now, remember this. The 50-year-old man living in his mother's home.
Yes.
Mm. Picking up transvestite prostitutes while his mom... Oh,
sounds
okay.
Like my oldest brother, but okay.
Is he related to Norman Bain?
No, I was thinking more Eddie Murphy. Freeman's mother was out of town when he allegedly picked up the 31-year-old transvestite prostitute and brought him to his mother's house.
Mm-hmm.
The victim wore women's clothing to Freeman's house but was naked at the time of the attack. The two apparently began arguing inside the house and ended up in the backyard where Freeman attacked his victim with fists, feet, and a hoe.
Ouch.
Neighbors have reported the assault to police.
Did he hurt the poor hoe? What does she have to say?
Killed. Prostitute killed.
By hoe.
By hoe.
The prostitute is dead.
A garden
what
hoe.
What about the hoe? Oh, a garden hoe.
A real garden hoe, Jimmy.
Try and
keep up here.
Ho.
A prostitute killed in a hoe. H-O-E attack.
Oh.
A gardening implement. They're uncertain of the motive, but they do not believe Freeman suddenly discovered the prostitute was a man. Freeman and the victim had a casual relationship in the past. Freeman knew the victim had male anatomy. So something else happened, and he...
Oops.
Yep.
He found out he wasn't the only one paying for it.
And now for the fun stuff that straight people do.
Oh, yeah?
Oh,
now,
really?
I don't know. I mean, you know.
Silly straight person tricks.
They're cute.
Well, one is.
Well.
In a geeky kind of way.
You know, geeky.
Geeky's cute.
These photos released by Grant County Jail, twin brothers Alexander and Nicholas,
yes,
who are twins, 20, and Dustin Radke, of also 20 of there. The three made initial appearances in court on charges of attempted third-degree sexual assault and attempted misdemeanor theft. In connection with an attempt last week to dig up the grave of a 20-year-old woman who was killed in a motorcycle accident,
to have sex with her.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Wow. A judge dismissed charges against attempted a sexual assault against the three men, accused of trying to dig up the woman's body to have sex with the corpse, noting that Wisconsin has no law against necrophilia. The men still face
wanting to open a cold one.
Yeah. They still face lesser charges.
Well, digging up a grave, huh?
Yeah. The three men were not acquainted with the woman, but saw her obituary with her photo.
I thought she was hot.
I guess.
And then found out she was cold.
Like I said, strange, you know.
They crack up in a cold one.
You thought they would have been the one bringing the stuff.
Talk about being.
Talk
about being a real cold fish.
So,
didn't call her the Ice Queen for nothing.
They don't look. I mean, they look a lot younger than 20. Actually,
they actually look queer.
But
well, this boy, one, the geeky one, looks kind of hippie. You know, he's got
the
little goat going.
The one with the goatee looks enough like the two brothers that take their mustache off.
Well, one of the twin brothers looks kind of transgender herself.
Wow. Nicholas.
Whoa.
This one here with the kind of a goth look. They were able to remove the liquid paper first to take a picture.
Remember, we are talking about Wisconsin here. Wisconsin is very close in, you know, cultural habits to, say, Virginia.
Oh! Is that like Montana where the, what is it, men are men?
And the sheep are happy?
Yeah.
Or nervous.
The sheep are nervous.
Men are men and the sheep are terrified.
Family sues after 8th grade girl is shown Brokeback Mountain in class.
Yes.
Come on.
By a substitute math teacher.
Sued for what?
Well, they showed a
in a math class?
They didn't. There were not. There wasn't anything there. To
an eighth grade.
Well, there's multiple.
An eighth grade female student at Ashbourne Community Elementary School in Chicago, and her grandparents are suing the Chicago Board of Education after a substitute teacher screened Brokeback Mountain for the class.
It must have been a long class.
12-year-old Jessica Turner claims to have suffered psychological distress after seeing the R-rated film.
Oh, give me a break.
In which two rugged Western men conceal a homosexual affair.
Girl, get the frill over it.
The substitute asked their student to shut the classroom door at the West Side School, saying, "What happens in Miss Buford's class stays in Miss Buford's class."
Yeah, well, Miss Buford's class is not Las Vegas. What's there on Brokeback Mountain to get upset about? It's just a love story. The fact that you're showing Brokeback Mountain to a bunch of 12-year-olds is a little bit...
Okay.
No.
You know that...
Technically, it's a rated R film, you know.
Mm-hmm. You know that opening where Chris, that recorded opening where Chris says who we're going to offend?
Yeah.
That's part of them.
Yeah, that's them.
Yeah, Richardson said his granddaughter was so traumatized by the movie and had to undergo psychological treatment and counseling.
Don't give me a break.
Now, I was traumatized, too, by that film, too.
Why?
When that first gay sex scene came out, I mean, I was squirming in my seat.
Oh, because it was, spit?
Yeah. It wasn't, that wasn't a spit and a stick. That was a lick and a stab.
Oh.
I mean, there was a 60-year-old woman in the front row, and she was going, ouch.
Gives me meaning to the phrase five-card stud, poker.
I mean, there was a lot of sodas that went down on the seat because they needed an ice pack.
No, they weren't going down on the seats. They were going down in the laps.
That must have been a screening I missed. Well, but anyway.
One thing is that 12-year-old must be using earplugs when she walks down the halls between classes because the children are not gently spoken.
No. No.
What I want to know is what that mother hopes to accomplish.
Transcy.
What I didn't know is what the teacher was thinking showing that movie in class.
What does she hope to?
I don't know.
You've got to be very, as the song says, you've got to be very carefully taught.
You do.
Yes. To grow up to be a raging bigot.
Yeah.
Yep. Let's see.
You're trying?
I knew there was some other stuff I wanted to talk about. I can't remember who we had in there. Jerry, why don't you grab some music?
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
Because we're kind of fading fast. I'm not finding anything in here.
Enough that's worthy of mention?
Anything good on the rotten?
Is that here's Murphy and Winton?
Those are all stuff I've already gone or been off of the. The
60.
They made an arrest in the case of the porn producer who was killed. They found two porn stars who. Well, I have to find the story on that one.
Yes, please, please, please.
And there's another story that they're not sure if it was a accidental killing of two gay porn stars who were found at the bottom of a quarry in Canada.
A quarry in Canada?
A quarry, yeah. Apparently, what they're saying happened is they jumped out of a cab. They were up there performing at a club. Uh-huh. They jumped out of a cab to avoid paying
the cab
fare, and they hopped over a fence and didn't realize that fence was keeping people out of a the quarry.
They took a nosedive when there wasn't any water there for the summer to save them.
That's going to be
who are the porn stars? Anybody we know?
It's on a.
Does it say?
Yeah, well.
Yeah, it did. I have to go to the other site to find. With that, there were ones that worked on some of those, you know, straight guys who come in to
gay for pay thing.
Gay for pay, you know.
Oh, I see.
And this stupid website's going crazy.
Yeah, well, it goes without saying. You did say it was Canadian.
And
well, not this one.
People
here.
Wonder why I hate computers.
All right, let's just go to some music so we can
figure where things
the hell
out.
We're going.
Yeah.
That looks like you put in Jeff Krasner.
Yes, kind of related to a theme you did a little while back.
I don't know why I didn't think about that one.
Yeah.
The phones are not ringing either.
Billy Ray was the preacher's son, and when his daddy would visit, he'd come along. When they gathered around and started talking, that's when Billy would take me walking. In the backyard we'd go walking, and then he'd look into my eyes. Lord knows, to my surprise, the only one who could ever reach me was the son of a preacher man. The only boy who could ever teach me was the son of a preacher man. He was
what
he was.
What?
Ooh. No matter how hard I tried, when he started sweet talking to me, come and tell me everything is alright. Kiss and tell me now everything is alright. Can we get away again tonight? The only one who could ever reach me was the son of a preacher man. The only boy who could ever teach me was the son of a preacher man. He was. Was in his eyes, stealing kisses from me on the side, taking time to make.
another game's begun. Eyes read into other eyes, there's busy clubs and bars. And on the street, as darkness falls, the cars they follow cars. All over telephones are ringing. Another evening's work beginning. Meetings are arranged and deals are done. Getting money for love. Money for love. Money for love. Money for love.
Mark Almond, Yes. Running for Love.
Dedicated to all those boys at EJ's.
Gee. And the title I see on the screen here also fits to the guys at EJ's.
Yeah?
Straight Guys for Gay Eyes.
Ah, here we go.
We found my porn stories.
Good.
All right. Let's see, do we do the murder one or the accidental death?
Both.
Oh, which one's first? Okay, we'll do the murder one.
Do a follow-up on that one.
Harlow Quadra and Joseph Manuel Kerkes arrested.
Who were these?
Okay. Brian Kosis is, let's see, he was owned a Cobra Video.
Okay, I've heard of that.
Which is a company that produces and sold gay pornographic films.
Okay.
Usually featuring young actors.
Mm-hmm.
They're kind of well known now for the fact that one of their actors was too young.
Oh.
Oh, boy.
Who also works into this story. Two men from Virginia Beach are facing charges in connection with the stabbing death of Brian Kosis. Described the murder while visiting Sean Lockhart, also known as the stage name Brent Corrigan. Brent Corrigan started his porn career at either 16 or 17.
Oops.
Oh, boy.
Using fake identification, and which got Cobra Video in a lot of trouble.
Yeah.
And he's trying to, you know, clear his name, I think he's playing a little bit of the victim card and
BS.
Of course.
But there for a while, he was considered a suspect.
Oh, in the murder.
In the murder. But the guys who did it confessed to him.
Odd.
So, while visiting Brent Corrigan and Grant Roy at a nude beach in California 3 weeks ago, according to arrest papers.
At a nude beach?
Yeah. Harlow Quadra, owner and face of Boy Batter, it's a website, 25.
Boy Batter?
Yeah, B-A-T-T-E-R.
Okay.
Joseph Manuel Krekus, 33, visited Lockhart and Grant Roy at Black's Beach in San Diego, where they told Corrigan about the murder. Lockhart was a model for Kosis, who owned Cobra Video, a company that produced and sold gay pornographic movies.
Mm-hmm.
Kosis was found dead in his Dallas Township home on January 24th. He was stabbed several times in the front body and was slashed and before the home was set on fire. According to the criminal complaint, they traveled to San Diego at the end of April and met these two other guys. And at the nude beach, Quadra said, told Corrigan that he was present when the guy was murdered. A day later, he said, don't worry, he went quick. Police used an electric intercept to record the conversations, according to criminal complaints. State police linked the murderer to the victim through several email accounts that were set up prior to the death. The investigators claimed that the two were regulars at a gym at Virginia Beach and didn't swipe their entrance cards on certain days, whatever that has to do with it.
Right.
So it was shown when they were. They're charged with criminal homicide, criminal conspiracy to commit criminal homicide, liability for the conduct of one another, robbery, burglary, theft, tampering with physical evidence, abuse of a corpse, criminal conspiracy to commit burglary, and two counts of arson.
Wow.
Investigators said the house was set on fire after he was killed.
Right. I see that.
And that. One of the interesting things off on this little thing is they found the one guy's blog.
Mm-hmm.
And talks about the fact that after the murder there, he's got his spanking new Mac Pro. They wrote on May 9th, it was described as his first day-to-day entry, and they were asking, the commentator on here says, will that be his last entry, too?
Ooh.
Hmm.
So, they include several, because this is through Queer Click, they show several pictures of the...
Yes.
The accused.
Now, which one is the accused? This guy?
This one here with his middle finger showing.
I see.
Apparently, that's his trademark.
Hmm.
That and which one? Okay, this here is Brent Corrigan, who is the underage former model.
Gotcha.
Who's now starting his own career, trying to pull the Tracy Lords. And that's the other guy.
Okay.
And
so in the background, you can hear Merlin's coming.
Yes. Yes. Hello, Merlin.
Yeah, I think Merlin would appreciate that picture.
That one or the one above it?
Both. And the reason it's important that they didn't swipe their gym cards
mm-hmm.
is because they were using that as their alibi.
Oh, okay.
And now they have no evidence to prove that they were at the gym because the gym cards weren't swiped.
Oh, okay. 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 Makes sense.
So
they're going to be going to jail for a while then.
Wow.
Okay, here's the other story about...
Great guys.
Two bodies were found in a quarry north of Montreal on September 1st, has been identified as two American male strippers, Mark Kranach and Steve Wright, who went missing on a night out in Montreal. If not mistaken, one of them was a porn star on a site called Next Door Male
mm-hmm.
and Straight Guys for Gay Eyes.
My God.
What Straight Eyes for Gay Guys is a website where you find these hot straight guys, you know, having sex with women, and they put them up on gay websites so guys can go, ooh, look at that. And
sounds boring to me.
Yeah. Well, you know, you at least see, you know, these guys, you know, engaging in certain activity, and you can just kind of, you know, cover her face and
Photoshop.
Pretend.
Yeah, pretend it's you.
Why would I want to do that?
Well, the funny...
Perfectly good... queer porno out there.
Exactly.
Well, the funny part is on this one website when they show you the pictures from that,
mm-hmm.
because they got complaints of, you know, having no choice but seeing a woman in the act.
Yeah.
They have just basic pictures where you see him and you may see her, but everyone's fully clothed or he's still clothed, but you don't see her engaging in anything with him until you go to this, you click a link to go to the other one, and they show a very famous British product to warn you of what's coming to the next, what you're going to see on the next one. Vagimate.
Oh, God.
That's Australian.
Oh, it's Australian.
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, my God.
Flying over the site with helicopters, police spotted the bodies on a remote ledge inside the quarry, not far from the after-hours bar that the guys told a friend they were heading to.
Ooh.
The two guys were part of a six-man stripper group that was on tour of Canada.
Yeah, in Canada, they strip naked.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I have to go to Canada sometime now.
And prostitution is somewhat legal.
Somewhat?
Somewhat.
Somewhat.
What does that mean?
Think of the prostitution as a restaurant. You can't dine in.
But you can eat out.
You can't pick it up, but you can have it delivered.
Oh.
I see.
You can call an escort service and have them come over, but you can't go to a whorehouse, and you can't pick them up off the street.
Oh, okay.
So, the police have not determined whether the men fell, were pushed, or were placed in the quarry after being murdered. Mm. See the update on here. This is... they had a videotape of them running away from a taxi cab, and all because it's in Canada and Montreal, all the warning signs telling them, hey, don't climb over this fence, you're going to fall into a quarry.
It's all in French.
We're in French.
Oh, man.
So that could have led to, you know,
Sacre bleu.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, a guy from California, a guy from Uniontown, Pennsylvania, may not be that familiar with...
And brushed up on their French, apparently.
Well, not the language, anyway.
From Pennsylvania, they're more likely to understand German or Dutch.
Yeah, even Czech, even.
Czech, even.
Yeah. Yeah, good point.
But that...
Good point.
Unfortunately, there just really doesn't seem to be much on there. I mean, everything started off with, you know, the Jerry Falwell stuff.
Mm.
I think I had some stuff in the... Let me go back to my gay news stories. Gay news, let's see here. Let's see. Apparently, you know... Now, Montreal's Gay Pride event has been canceled as well now.
What?
Why? Because they lost money last year?
I'm sure we're sticking in Canada. It's final. The 2007 edition of Montreal's Gay Pride Parade is canceled. There's no alternative. After a survey reported 76% of festival goers don't go to the parade, and 25% of the parade goers don't go to the rest of the festival. And after years of battling the gay village merchants who wanted more control and thus more profits, decided to offload the expense. Outreed Insurance and Security, the Pride Parade.
So they're not having the parade, they're having the festival.
Yes.
Okay.
Celebration de la Fiesta LGBT2 CFT de Montreal was formed in June 2nd was chosen as the parade's new date, but the city of Montreal refused a parade permit. They agreed on some possible new dates, you know, end of May, beginning of September.
Ooh.
Are they getting comments from idiots in Houston? But Tricot said community groups were demanding the board resign. Now, the one thing I don't understand about here is we talked before about New York Pride Festival was being canceled.
Right.
This article is saying that the Pride Parade in New York City was canceled.
Oh.
Okay.
So I'm not sure which one of that is true.
That's weird.
Given the size of that parade, that would be just...
I think we'd hear more about it.
There would be stonewall.
I mean, that's like huge.
Yeah, it was, and the first.
Here's something we were going to talk about last week, and we didn't get to.
Oh.
Thank goodness I went back to
that. In the nick of time.
Just in the nick of time.
So to speak.
In the dick of time?
What? TV's most influential gay male sex scenes.
Oh, yes. We're going
to
talk about
this.
This
is brought to us by the people at After Elton.
After Elton?
Yeah. There's the After Elton website, and there's the After Ellen website.
Gotcha.
Oh, I see.
Oh, yeah.
It's all a part of Logo Online.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, have you checked your movie out yet?
Yes, I was quite pleased. Of course, all the pictures of me are profile, which is not my best.
You were less furry then.
Yeah.
Number one, let's see, it doesn't tell me how many are going to be on the list here. Number one, 30-something, Russell and Peter. The 1989 sex scene from the popular drama 30-something is the godfather of all gay male sex scenes in television. Which didn't really have a sex scene, though.
No, I don't remember that at all.
Two men in bed is just as good, I guess. I don't know.
It featured two men in bed together sharing an intimate moment and a kiss, although the kiss didn't make it to the final cut of the show.
Of course not. No surprise there.
And so that was...
But you can't get pregnant by kissing. Anyway, never mind.
Yeah, whatever.
Next.
Queer as Folk, Brian and Justin.
Oh, my, yeah.
Okay, let's put hold on. For the first one there, they have a hotness rating of 2 out of 10.
Okay.
Romance rating, 8 out of 10. Significance rating, 10 out of 10.
Where's the first one? Yeah.
Queer as Folk, Brian and Justin.
Oh, yeah.
From his very first episode in 2000, Queer as Folk showed its gay and lesbian characters exploring almost every sexual theme possible on film.
Including...
analingus.
Yes.
The rim shot heard round the world.
Toss that salad, honey.
It had tongues wagging everywhere.
Woo!
I'm sure it did.
Hotness rating, 10 out of 10.
You got it.
Romance rating, 5 out of 10.
Okay.
Significance rating, 10 out of 10.
Yep. Sure was.
Noah's Ark.
Mm-hmm.
Noah and Wade.
And they just canceled that.
Yeah.
I can't believe it. But they're going to make a movie.
Well, I thought maybe...
Not that
maybe
they canceled, they just ended it. They just, you know, but abruptly.
Yeah. It's, you know, every show has an it couple, and Noah and Wade are it on Noah's Ark. It's on this list because of the historical significance of Noah's Ark being the first drama focusing exclusively on black gay men.
Yes.
Hotness rating, 8 out of 10. Romance, 7 out of 10.
Wow.
Significance rating, 8 out of 10.
Well, I think it's more significant than that.
Yeah, I would think so.
Queer as Folk again for Ben and Michael. That's Robert Gant and Hal Sparks characters.
Oh, God. Robert Gant is so hot.
Hotness rating, 6 out of 10.
What?
Romance rating, 8 out of 10.
Okay.
Significance rating, 9 out of 10.
Okay.
On that one. Noah's Ark again, Ricky and Dwayne, 7 out of 10 for hotness, romance, 4 out of 10, significance rating, 7 out of 10. Now, this one here, this one threw me for a loop because I may have caught part of this. I was flipping through the TV one day, and I see two black men kissing.
Yeah.
And then I looked in the lower left-hand corner and realized I was watching BET.
What?
Wow.
Huh.
Black Entertainment Television is doing a rebroadcast of The Wire.
No kidding.
And they're number 6 on here, Omar and Dante.
Yeah, there's...
And there was a
I mean, like I said, I'm sitting there watching it. I'm sitting there going, looking at the two of them in bed. And I'm going, okay, something's going to happen here. Then I realize I'm watching BET. I'm like, what show am I watching on BET?
Really? You don't expect that.
But, I mean, BET is related to, it, well...
The Wire is originally...
The Wire is HBO.
HBO, yeah.
But BET is related to Showtime and Logo.
Oh.
Hotness, 6 out of 10. Romance, 7 out of 10. Significance, 8 out of 10. On that... 6 Feet Under, Keith and David.
Oh, yeah.
Mm. Yeah. You know, interracial gay sex.
I remember that show.
Yeah. I agree with this one. Hotness, 5 out of 10.
Well.
Romance, 5 out of 10. Significance, 8 out of 10.
Yep.
Yeah. You know, 6 Feet Under was never sexually graphic.
No. No. No, not even close.
Dante's Cove, Toby and Kevin.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like Queer as Folk meets Charmed meets Dark Shadows.
Yeah.
Okay.
With simulated sex.
Hotness, 8. Romance, 6. Significance, 5.
Mm.
Brothers and Sisters is number 9 with Kevin and Scotty.
Yay!
Oh, okay.
They even have the clip on here. Hotness, 4 out of 10.
Ew.
Romance, 7. And significance, 8.
Okay.
On that. Right. And, yeah, like I said, the interesting part about that is how many people from 30-something, which was the number one show, is a part of.
Are currently a part of.
Right, yeah.
And number 10, ER.
Brothers and Sisters is 30-something for the new millennium.
Yeah.
ER. Yeah, season from 13, from 13th season episode, Dr. Gregory Pratt comes home and finds his brother Chaz naked doing the wild thing in the shower with a friend.
Ooh.
I got a little picture here of the two of them. They're doing the wild thing.
Mm-hmm.
Hotness, 4 out of 10. Romance, 2 out of 10. Significance rating, 8 out of 10.
Mm.
11 is Oz.
Oh, yeah. Just like
feature.
Pick an episode.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
God. Their daily dose of prison rape. Yeah.
During the course of
Christopher Maloney naked.
Yeah. I have trouble watching Law and Order. There's too many of the damn characters from Oz going.
Yeah, I've seen him naked.
During the course of the relationship, there is an offer of anal sex as a form of apology. The famous laundry room kiss.
Mm-hmm.
And that hotness, 4 out of 10.
Oh,
romance,
please.
4 out of 10. Significance, 7th out of 10.
Oh, it was hotter than that.
But,
actually, we're almost, God. We need to go.
Yeah, I mean.
We need to go.
It's time for me to close this and log out and clear the history.
Well, Marlon, you have done it again.
How's that?
You have this penchant for bringing, luring hot guys to the station.
Oh, well, thank you.
What a lovely birthday present you brought for us all.
Yeah. Well, you know, I like to share on my birthday.
Did he jump out of your cake?
Thank you. That would be some cake.
That'd be one major cake.
You just want the frosting.
If I could just get some frosting on... Never mind.
Yeah.
Kroger's is open.
I'll have to save the bootlickers for later.
Oh. I just did your boyfriend.
No. I'm going to play one you didn't highlight.
Oh.
HWC.
HWC.
Uh-huh.
What's that?
Well, that's the name of the title song. It's called HWC.
What does that stand for?
Hot White Cum.
Ooh. Was that going to be a birthday song?
I don't know, but it's a birthday suit song. You've been listening to After Hours. Queer Radio with Attitude. Listener-sponsored, commercial-free Pacifica Radio for the Gulf Coast. KPFT 90.1 FM, 89.5 Galveston, and always the World Wide Web at kpft.org.
And yep. I want to thank all the people who called in with pledges tonight. Robert, Scott Tillingist, Sir Corwin, the Emperor and Empress of ICOH, James Flanagan, who was a hot guy who stopped in here earlier. We've got
Jana, which was early in the show. Paul, who gives us money every pledge. And Jose. And we have got... What?
We just need to fill that one out.
Oh, okay.
So
we have made up for last week, folks.
Yes, we have.
We have made up for last week, and I'm very, very thrilled, and I thank everyone who pledged. And we'll be back next week. It's time to go.
All right.
The free program you just heard was paid for by the listener members of KPFT Houston. If you're not already a KPFT member, we encourage you to join with us in keeping free speech alive by becoming one. Basic membership is still $35 a year. You don't have to, but you'll feel better. Thanks for listening.